Good morning.
Good morning.
So we just started speaking about the topic of chesed. There's so much to say. I want to jump into the first parak of Pirkei Avos, the second Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, very famous Mishnah, Ashloisha Dvarim Ha'olam Oimed, Al HaTorah, Ve'al HaAvodah, Ve'al Gemilas Chasadim. And if you look at the wording of this Mishnah, it says, the Torah stands, Rabbeinu Yonah explains that the Ratan Hashem, how do we serve Hashem? The Ratan Hashem is to do Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. But if you look at the wording of the Mishnah says, Ha Torah, Ha Avodah. When it comes to Gemilas Chasadim, it doesn't say Ha Gemilas Chasadim. It says Gemilas Chasadim. So I saw from the Serenchar of Rabbi Menachem Palik, he says that when it comes to Torah, there's only one Torah. There's only one way. There's only one thing to learn. When it comes to Avodah, there's only one way to serve Hashem. You have to serve Hashem. When it comes to Chesed, so then Chesed has to do about the other person. Chesed has to do about what is the needs of another person. And it has to do with in the moment. What worked today to be a Baal Chesed to someone may not be the way to be a Baal Chesed to them tomorrow. What worked with one friend, what worked with one classmate doesn't necessarily translate to chesed to another classmate. One comment that you make to some person, he'll appreciate it. The next person, the same exact comment won't work. Gemilas chasadim has to be tailored to the other person's needs. And that's why it doesn't say ha gemilas chasadim, because there's no one way to do it. You have to do what works for the other person. There's three ways to serve Hashem. A person serves Hashem with their mouth, that's Torah. The way a person serves Hashem with their thoughts, that's Avodah. The way a person serves Hashem in action is Gemilas Chasadim. And that is the three essence, the three components that make up this Mishnah.